We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Colorado coach Mike McIntyre. The Buffaloes are on the road in Corvallis at Oregon State this Saturday. So we'll go ahead and start with questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Night games and back-to-back weeks. I think you guys are heading into your fourth straight. Is there a disadvantage? Is it advantage? Is it tough on the team? What's it like kind of getting through when you have back-to-back-to-back-to-back now night games?
Well, they're used to it now. Just the tough thing is, when you play on the, we don't get back. We won't even get back to our homes until 5, probably 6 o'clock in the morning. And then you turn around and so it kind of messes with the next day and there's, school and study. So they're taking tests on the road. We proctor tests and study halls and that type of thing. So there's a lot more going on than just a football game on a late night road trip. But they've that's part of it. And they enjoy it. It'll be a good atmosphere. So it's fun playing in it. A lot of the night games are fun.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see the conference put a limit of, a school can only play 2 in a row or 3 in a row, or do you think there needs to be any kind of limits put on it?
I think that's something they need to discuss. Television kind of drives it all, so they need to look at that and see what it would be. I think this is the only time in Colorado football history that we've had 4 night games in a row. But I think that's just something they need to look at and see if it's going to – I got to look at the situation for the kids, especially getting back in that late, that many times, that type of thing. And even when you play a night game, you don't get really back to your house till about 1 in the morning or so, when you kind of get everything settled in and after a late night game.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Gina McVille, Argonian.
Hey, Mike, when you look at Oregon State and, year one under Gary Anderson what they're trying to do rebuilding this program, not saying do you sympathize with them, but do you at least kind of see where they're coming from, just trying to rebuild a program in a league that's so tough and so deep right now?
I've gone against Gary when he was at Utah State and I was at San Jose State and know him well. And of course, Dave Baldwin, the offensive coordinator, know him well. They're doing a good job. Gary knows what he's doing, knows how to do it. The thing is, it's all kind of relative. Our league is extremely tough. And, our team's improved a lot, but we still haven't got over the hump. So it's a situation where you're playing really, really good football teams, and that's why you're in the league, and that's why you want to coach in the league too, the caliber of football.
Yeah, and to kind of follow up on that, I was going to say, you obviously do know their staff pretty well, just from going against Gary when he was at Utah State. Does any moments or games stick out from your time together, during that point? And do you see any qualities from those Utah State teams that he's now carried over to Oregon State?
Yes, you do see some similarities at times. He had a good running quarterback there too, Chucky Keaton. So I see some similarities in that and similarities in the offense and that type of thing. But it always takes a little while to get it going, and Gary will get it going.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star one. Your next question comes from the line of Cal Kingston, F1 Sports.
Coach, we all kind of know the cliche about having 2 quarterbacks, but in the case of a team like Arizona, when they're able to bring in Gerard Randall, how difficult is it making changes in games for a team that has 2 quarterbacks that are able to do 2 different things pretty well?
Well, both of those guys are high caliber at what they do. They're not just average. A new Solomon can make every throw and stay alive and make plays, and then Randall's a really fast, big, athletic runner that's has exceptional speed. So they're both very talented in the roles that they play. That's first and foremost hard to stop. And then, secondly, you got to kind of change gears, your defense does out there. And it's something that we prepared for. We just didn't do a good enough job of stopping it, but we did prepare for it. And I think you got to kind of change the speed, kind of changes, kind of getting used to the option. Like when you play an option team in a way, you got to get used to the speed of it. He did a good job in the game, Randall did when he came in.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that's it. Hey, Mike, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, see you.